but also imminent. We have said many times that the NPT represents a historic bargain between the nuclear weapon states and the non-nuclear weapon states, in terms of which the former has undertaken to eliminate their nuclear weapons based on the reciprocal undertaking that the latter do not pursue the nuclear weapons option. Maintaining this bargain is therefore central to the integrity of the treaty in order for it to remain the cornerstone of the nuclear disarmament and nuclear non-proliferation regime and the peaceful uses of nuclear technology. Chairperson, the 2010 NPT Review Conference reaffirmed the continued validity of the outcomes of 1995 and 2000, particularly the unequivocal commitment by the nuclear weapon states to accomplish the total elimination of their nuclear arsenals and the agreement to abide by the principles of transparency, irreversibility, and verifiability in fulfillment of treaty obligations. South Africa believes that these commitments, including the extensive 2010 action plan under all treaty pillars, remain valid until fully implemented. However, the agreement on the 2010 final document still left most states' parties seriously concerned about the lack of progress in respect of nuclear disarmament. For this reason, South Africa believes that the success of 2020 will be determined by the extent to which these commitments by the nuclear weapon states are being honored. Chairperson, we regret that little concrete progress has been achieved in the area of nuclear disarmament since 2010. Whilst reductions are important, they do not substitute for concrete, transparent, irreversible, and verifiable nuclear disarmament measures. Ongoing modernization programs, including in relation to delivery systems, make it clear that some states still wish to indefinitely retain these instruments of destruction, contrary to their legal obligations and political commitments. This undermines the NPT bargain and also the non-proliferation norms established by the treaty. South Africa therefore welcomes the adoption of the treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons and believes that it represents one of the most important developments in the area of nuclear weapons since 1945. It fills a key remaining legal gap in international law regarding weapons of mass destruction by establishing a clear prohibition of nuclear weapons and would complement and strengthen the NPT norms, in particular Article 6. Chairperson, South Africa believes that the strengthened safeguard system remains an essential element of our collective efforts to address the threat posed by the proliferation of nuclear weapons. Such strengthened safeguards would contribute to establishing confidence in the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, which in turn would greatly facilitate the transfer of nuclear technology and use of nuclear energy to the benefit of developing countries. We therefore maintain our principled position that state parties must conclude comprehensive safeguards agreements with the IEA as required under the treaty, whilst viewing the additional protocol as an indispensable instrument to enable the IEA to provide credible assurances regarding the absence of undeclared nuclear material and activities in a state. Chairperson, South Africa welcomes the progress made towards the implementation of the JCPOA with Iran. In this regard, we call on all the parties involved to continue fulfilling the obligations under the agreement. South Africa also supports the establishment of nuclear weapon-free zones in parts of the world where they do not yet exist, including in the Middle East. We believe that such zones enhance global and regional peace and security, strengthen the nuclear non-proliferation regime, and contribute towards realizing the objectives of nuclear disarmament. The 1995 resolution on the Middle East is an essential and integral part of the package of decisions that enabled the indefinite extension of the treaty in 1995. Although the 2010 Review Conference agreed on specific actions towards the realization of the establishment of a zone in the Middle East free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction, nothing has come of it. We therefore urge all states to redouble their efforts towards convening a conference on this important issue involving all states of the region without any further delay. Chairperson, Of particular concern to South Africa are the tensions between key members of the Security Council. It is as if we are back in the Cold War era, but the danger now, as stated by Secretary General Guterres, is that we are without the mechanisms of dialogue and communication that had previously existed during the Cold War and that do not seem to apply this time, particularly with regard to nuclear weapons. Chairperson, like others, South Africa condemned the nuclear tests that have been carried out by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, DPRK. The current tensions on the Korean Peninsula clearly illustrate that neither the pursuit nor the position of nuclear weapons can bring about increased security. The reality of the threats facing the global community today is that they frequently transcend national borders in an increasingly interconnected world. This requires enhanced international cooperation and strong international institutions that can respond to collective security concerns. We welcome the planned summit between the DPRK, South Korea, and the USA, which is expected to take place in May 2018. It is a positive step to a return to negotiations, and we continue to believe that it is only through negotiations that a sustained solution can be found that will bring peace and security to the region. We also welcome the reported statements by the DPRK that it will not conduct any further tests. Chairperson, Article 6 of the treaty guarantees the inalienable right of all state parties to develop, research, produce, and use nuclear energy for peaceful purposes without discrimination and in conformity with Articles 1 and 2 of the treaty. This article is of particular relevance and importance to Africa, given the need for adequate energy supplies to fuel sustainable and accelerated economic growth on our continent. South Africa's approach to nuclear energy is premised on the fact that peaceful nuclear cooperation and access to the benefits of nuclear energy pursuant to this article are integral components of the treaty. Many countries are increasingly recognizing nuclear energy as a viable, reliable, and clean option to meet their growing energy demands, particularly in the context of the challenges of climate change. In conclusion, Chairperson, South Africa reiterates its support for the full implementation of the NPT and its universality in pursuit of our common goal of achieving a world entirely free of nuclear weapons. The strength, credibility, and vitality of the NPT rest on the fundamental bargain across its three pillars of nuclear disarmament, nuclear non-proliferation, and the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, which must be recognized and upheld. I thank you. I've